In America, acts of police brutality are nothing new, as yearly we hear of several cases where officers of the law are not only abusing their power, but breaking the law. Stories of crooked police officers who are trigger-happy towards black people and other minorities have sadly become normal. But the case of Sonya Massey was more than just a case of police brutality. What Sean Grayson did to Miss Massey was nothing other than demonic. As I watched that footage, I knew there was something spiritually wrong about all of this. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Sonya Massey case. Let's get right into it. I normally do not cover things like this, but when I saw this footage of the situation, my heart broke, and I felt that there was clearly something spiritually wrong about all of this. After watching the police cam, there's no way you can tell me that it wasn't spiritual. For those that haven't heard of the case of Sonya Massey and are confused right now, let me at least tell you this disturbing story before I get into what I have to say. Sonya Massey was a 36-year-old Springfield, Illinois resident who was taken out in cold blood in her own home. Footage of the incident that led to her death has gone viral online, sparking controversy, as the footage showed no justifiable reason for Sonya to have lost it all. On the night of July 6, Sonya Massey called the police for help because she believed she had heard people outside of her home. When the officers arrived, they searched around her home and they knocked on her door, but she didn't answer. Once they secured the property and found no threat, they again attempted to knock on the door. This time, she answered the door and was greeted by one of the two officers. The officer began to question Sonya, with Sonya telling the officer, "Please God, don't hurt me." This is when the officers assured her they weren't there to hurt her, as she called them. After a quick conversation and the officers appearing to head out, they questioned her about a vehicle that was in her driveway that she claimed didn't belong to her. This is when one of the officers goes to run the plates on the car, while the other officer steps into the home with Sonya. He is then met by the other officer who was trailing behind. Once inside, they began searching her home and questioning her. Out of nowhere, one of the officers, Sean Grayson, instructed Sonya to shut off a boiling pot of food she was cooking to avoid starting a fire. Sonya then made her way to the stove and turned it off and began to move the boiling pot towards the sink. This is when she noticed the officer stepping away from her. Sonya asked the officers why they were stepping back, with the officers replying by telling her they were just trying to get away from the hot steam. This is when Sonya told the officers that she rebuked them in the name of Jesus. This is when the officer asked her what she had said, with Sonya again repeating, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." When Officer Grayson heard this, he flipped out and pulled out his weapon, telling her, "You better not, I swear to God," and then threatened he would discharge his weapon right in her face. The police officers began yelling at her to put the pot down, with Sonya saying, "Okay, I'm sorry," and seconds later, Officer Sean discharged his weapon, striking Sonya 3 times, with one ending up in her head. After the incident happened, Officer Grayson said there was nothing he can do, claiming he wasn't going to take boiling hot water to the face. This is when his partner said he was going to get a medical kit, with Officer Grayson telling him not to, as she was done for. Now I want to play this footage, as there were many key points about this that I want to talk about that stuck out to me as truly strange. No worries though, I'm not going to be showing the moment when the officer discharges his weapon. I will skip over that part for YouTube's sake and for my own soul, as that was truly disturbing to see. Watching it to make this video was already bad enough.
Good. She was yelling inside. She's supposed to hold on. You coming to the door or not? All right, hurry up.
Office, the one you called.
We'll have you down here, and I need to go here.
Oh, it hurts you. You called us.
Okay.
So what'd you hear?
Somebody keeps outside my house.
Is this your car over here?
Please.
Is this your car over here?
Uh-uh.
Oh. That's not your black car in the driveway?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, we checked your yard. We walked around the whole block. We didn't see anybody. Mm-mm. Right? You know, we don't. We checked the whole area. There's nobody out walking around.
I know, y'all. Please, God. I'm trying to get help, y'all, but...
What do you need help with?
Nothing. I just... Please, God. I don't know what to do.
Do with what?
Huh?
What do you need help with?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if I could help me.
What do you want help with?
Huh?
What do you want help with?
I heard somebody outside.
Yeah, we checked your house. We checked your backyard. I walked all the way through all these backyards. We checked your front yard.
We didn't see nobody. So
nobody's out here.
You didn't see anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh. Checked the whole area.
Okay.
What took you so long to answer the door?
Oh, I was trying to put on some clothes, sir. I'm sorry. I was trying to get
I got gotcha. You. All right. Sorry. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Huh?
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
You doing all right mentally?
Yes.
Sure?
My medicine stuff. Right?
All right. Okay.
I love y'all. Thank y'all.
All right. That's not your black car, though. The SUV? Whose is it? You don't know? Someone just parked it in your driveway?
Mm-hmm. They brought it to my driveway.
And just left it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's run that.
Yeah. 19 out of 20, please.
Is anyone else living with you? Somebody
else? David Mary, 43556.
You got a name? You got an address on it? Take your name real quick. Catch this. See who we spoke to.
Previous to your car?
Previous, yeah. It
okay,
was.
What was the damage?
A dent, I believe.
But what about windows?
Oh, that, it was something that happened earlier.
Okay, perfect. What is your last name? Should not think about your last name. Okay. You're not in trouble. I just need to
Massey.
Text.
Massey.
Yeah. Do you have an ID? That'd make things so much easier. I just need to just driver's license will do, and I'll get out of your hair.
I want to show y'all my paperwork.
I will get your paperwork.
What?
I got some paperwork.
Well, just get your ID.
Well, let's get your ID first, and then...
One task at a time here.
Okay.
Here, grab your ID for me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Your ID. One task at a time. So let's do an ID, and then you can dig around for your paperwork.
I don't know where my ID is.
You can see that stack right there, maybe?
Okay. One second.
Check on her.
Let me get this.
No, we don't need a fire while we're here. All
right. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Away from your hot steaming water.
Away from my hot steaming water?
Yeah.
Oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
You better fucking die. I swear to God, I'll fucking shoot you right in your face.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the fucking pot! Fucking drop the pot! You good?
I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, I got it. Let her fucking just...
God.
Is that what you do, man? You good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, what else do we do? You know, what else do we do?
You know, what else do we do?
I'm not taking hot boiling water to base, and it already reached us.
They got a 52 in route?
Yeah, 1078. I'm going to go get my kit.
No, headshot, dude. She's done. You can go get it, but that's a headshot.
I'll go get my med kit. I mean,
go get her, get med kit.
I mean, there's not much we can do. Sergeant, who, no. Let's just chill out here. Just starts right now.
Are you guys secure?
Yeah, we're secure.
Is that covered?
No, it's just her in the house. She's 1096. Yeah, I'm good. It's crazy.
As you saw for yourself, this is truly one of the most disturbing police body cams I have ever seen. All of this just seemed so wrong. It made no sense for that officer to unload his weapon like that for no reason. She didn't charge at them, she didn't threaten them, she didn't do anything. Even after she put the pot down, the officer unloaded his weapon. She was clearly not a threat. If he was really afraid of boiling hot water, he could have avoided it by simply stepping back further. I honestly believe Grayson wanted to take her out the moment he saw her. When he said when he was surrounded by his officer friends, proves it 100%. While this situation might just be another racial profiling situation, I think it's much deeper and darker than that. I believe there was something spiritually wrong about all of this. From beginning to end, there was something off about this call. The way that Sonya was acting, it's almost like Sonya knew Sean Grayson was an evil soul sent by the devil himself. One of the first things Sonya said to Grayson was not to hurt her, and then she repeated "please God" several times, just so Grayson could go and do exactly that. Throughout the entire encounter, Sonya repeatedly asked God for protection, as she clearly felt something off about these officers. I know some people get worried when they're around police officers. I myself get nervous around them too. But Sonya seemed abnormally worried and kept on calling on God. Then when she told the officer that she rebuked them in the name of Jesus, the way the officer acted, it was almost like it set him off. Watching the footage, you can clearly see that's when he flips out. Many people don't believe in demonic energy, but it's clear to me that this man was being controlled by something demonic. The way he reacted to her saying, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," it was like those words hurt him. That man was carrying something evil inside of him. I believe when Sonya saw this officer, she knew something evil was in him. This is why she called for God and also rebuked him in the name of Jesus. Looking into the officer, I noticed that he had been a part of 6 different police agencies. He was also discharged from the military for inappropriate behavior. Somehow, he then ended up on the police force. What's not surprising at all is that this officer also had skulls tattooed on his arm. We know skulls are a symbol of death, but it just goes to show what kind of energy this man has. As of now, he lost his job and is being charged, but honestly, if he doesn't get life in prison without the possibility of parole, it's not enough. I already know some people are going to try and troll and say she tried to throw the hot water on him, but it's not true. I watched it in slow motion. She puts the pot down and is holding the oven mitts in her hand, not the pot. The officer was clearly there with a mission, whether he knew it or not. Lucifer uses people to do his work, and he used him that night. From the footage, you can see that Sean didn't feel any remorse either, as he called her a crazy effing B-word when other officers had asked him about what happened. He also claimed that it was the only thing he can do, which again is nonsense. There was so much he could have done to avoid this, but that man was being used by Satan. This to me is just further proof of the spiritual battle we are in. This evil man was able to easily hurt this poor woman and then try to justify it in his sick head. We are living in a lost world, a world full of people who abandon God. They walk around soulless, unknowingly being used by Lucifer to do his deeds. This is what happens when a person turns on God. They become subject to becoming possessed by this evil. It's clear to me that this is what was wrong with this man. There was a few things that stuck out to me about this situation. The fact that Sonya was 36. Also the fact that it's reported Grayson was a part of 6 different agencies. I also noticed that he discharged his weapon at the 9-minute mark of the video. There was also a 6 in the woman's address, which was 2868. And this all just so happened to take place on July 6th. While this all might just be a coincidence, and I might just be looking too deep into this, I feel that something was clearly spiritually wrong here. And with 6 being the number of the devil, I just think it's an odd coincidence. I want to know what you guys think about all of this. Do you agree with me? Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I just wanted to remind you guys to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.